is online.
So a family with the best of intentions moves in together. The extended family, they all get together into the same house, under the same roof, all to kind of help each other out and make a better life for everybody. But that's not exactly what seems to happen, and it's not a clash of personalities. It's a clash with the paranormal that occurs when this happens. It's one of the stories in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Is it an object that Grandma possesses that possesses part of the house? If you want to hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Get access to this episode and all 130-some of our EPP bonus episodes at ghostpodcast.com. Support our show, keep us on the air, and enjoy getting freaked out. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. Outside of all of our bedrooms in the hallway, we had one of those baby gates to keep our cat separated from my grandmother's cat because they didn't get along. On some nights, I'd hear the gate loudly creak open and I would hear loud footsteps coming towards my bedroom. A couple of times, I was brave enough to wrench my door open and see if anyone was out there, but the hallway would be empty and the gate would be open. I was told by a friend that if I was uncomfortable, I should try asking the spirit to leave or at least to stay out of my bedroom. I did this and it worked for a little while, but the activity picked up again shortly after. I can't explain how, but I feel like it was that man from the den. One night I was sleeping on the floor in my brother's room because I was particularly freaked out, and I had my dog sleeping on the floor next to me. And then, in the middle of the night, I was jolted awake and saw a black, human-shaped shadow leaning over me, just inches away from my face. I screamed and the figure vanished, and my dog immediately got up and started scratching under the bedroom door and growling. She stayed there for several moments, looking under the door and scratching at it. When suddenly...
Okay! So, everybody's under one roof, trying to have a happy existence, and it doesn't sound like that's all happening very much at all. It's quite the story. If you want to hear the full thing, like I said, become an EPP, extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. You're going to love this week's episode. Lots of great creepy paranormal stories in there. That one including a story of a coin that seemingly falls from nowhere, but it all makes sense to one listener. Also, a sensitive listener seems to attract a mirage of ghostly dogs. And it's easy to blame strange noises on pets, except when the pets are right by your side. Don't miss it. This week's EPP bonus episode. Get it for yourself right now at ghostpodcast.com.